Some of the most important or even intriguing things Byron Brown said at Media Days had nothing to do with his own game.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the boog, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir, we're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five, coming to you live from the Mobile C5 Studios here in 30A for just a couple more days, the last hoorah before school starts. We're going to talk Byron Brown today. He had a lot of stuff to say, and very little was about his own game, which was cool. Like, a lot of the questions, he gave all the credit elsewhere. So much to talk about. I want to jump right in. One of the things that he said right off the bat, he was asked about his confidence. How have you gotten better from a confidence standpoint since you come to Auburn? And his answer was intriguing because he didn't talk about receivers. He didn't talk about continuity in the offense. He didn't talk about any of the things that you would think about that have to do with, you know, growing confidence in your own game. Nah, he said, bro, I'm going against the best defense in the country every single day. Not every quarterback gets those opportunities. The value that he sees in going up against Durkin's guys every single day is something that you're glad to see. You're not like – he's not like frustrated about it. He sees the value – again, he sees the value in it, and there is value in it. I mean, it's like going out and when you're on deck, and you remember back in the day, you used to have those old weighted donuts. You put them on the end of your bat, and you swing it. The bat's a lot heavier than – it feels heavier. And then when you get up to bat, you take it off. Excuse me. And the bat didn't get any lighter, but it just feels lighter. I don't know if they're going to be the best defense in the SEC, but I know they're – and I don't know really what by what measure that you measure, like what statistical number, what statistical metric do you look at to decide what's the best SEC, what's the best defense in the SEC? I don't know exactly what that is, but I do know there are frustrating defense to go up against. I mean, there's not many teams that I feel like just had Auburn's number. The last several years, they've made it tough on opposing quarterbacks, and I can imagine Byron Brown hasn't seen anything like that, at least from a day-in, day-out standpoint, as far as practice goes. I mean, he's been going up against South Florida's defense. I'm sure, gosh, those practices probably felt like flag football, like probably just shredding them. Now you're going up against, you know, one of the more talented defensive lines in the country, coached by one of the more talented defensive line coaches in the country, the linebackers that are probably going to be the strength of the team. Like, all of that has to be – it has to be tough, A, but then when you have success against them, any success, even amongst a lot of failures, which we heard a lot about in spring, any success has to make you feel that much more confident because, man – there's just not going to be a ton of defenses like this. Or when I go out there, I know what to expect when we're up against a tough defense. So that's invaluable. I think it's really cool that there's a lot of things you could go to there. Like, I mean, again, hey, I got my center that I've had forever. That keeps me pretty confident. I got my offensive coordinator that I just went 3,000, 1,000 with. I know all the plays. We got everything installed, which we'll get to in just a minute. Like, could have been that. Could have been my head coach who I just won 9 games with last year. Nah, it's the defense, man. Dude just likes to work. He likes to get in there and grind, and I dig that. He was asked about Coach Golish. Nate King asked him what makes Alex Golish someone that can be successful as a head coach long-term. And, you know, most guys might go to scheme, recruiting. He's a developer. Like, they may go into sort of like the finer details as far as football talk goes. Byram didn't talk about X's and O's. He went straight to one thing, and it was almost the theme of the show yesterday, and it's leadership. It's the same person every single day, and he demands the best from everybody, not just Byram, but every single person that walks through the door, and that could be the players, that could be the coaches, and it also could be support staff. He genuinely cares about his players and never asks one to do something he wouldn't do himself either. He said, "That's a man I want to follow." In the day of football, man, it's so transactional. Everything is just, what can you do for me now? And a lot of times those questions are financially. How much? What's the number, coach? All right, I'll tell you what, coach, here's my number. What can we do? All right, I'm going to go to the next coach, and I'm going to give him my number. And we're going to work until we kind of get where we got to be. That's the nature of the game today, unfortunately. So to believe in somebody, and heck, maybe take a little bit less money to follow somebody because of an attribute that is abnormal today to want to follow, I think it's big. It says a lot about Golish. It says a lot about Byram Brown too, man. As about what he values. Not that he's not being paid handsomely. Like, he's making really good money. But he wants to be led. I think ultimately, I know money has taken over, but ultimately kids, these guys want to be led. They do. They're just a lot of times leading themselves or following the wrong people. How about that? The leadership aspect is what is something Auburn has sorely missed. That figure, man, that figure that just walks in the door. Everybody's probably got this person in their family too. You got that person in your family that when they walk in, you change the way you talk. You may change the channel on the TV. You know, you may change your conversation. You sit up a little bit straighter. It kind of feels like Golish has a lot of those qualities. And just to backtrack a second, you do all those things not because you fear them, or it's because of it's all about respect. It's all about, I just appreciate that person so much, and I know what they value, that I'm going to make sure that I kind of alter some things about myself so that I can show them I appreciate them. Auburn's been missing that, man. Hopefully Golish can be that guy. We're going to talk about – we got so much more to talk about. We're going to get to it here in just a second. But before we jump into the next one, we're going to give a quick shout-out to buyauburn.com. Be who you say you are and do business with Auburn people everywhere. If you're an Auburn business owner, it's less than $1 a day. And you cannot beat that value. We're screaming it every single day from the top of our lungs. You get the Business Spotlight podcast as well, if you want. And then if you're a listener and you're an Auburn fan and you got to buy something or you're looking for a service, man, start at buyauburn.com. We're adding new businesses every single day. It may not be there now. It could be there in the future. So start your process at buyauburn.com and then kind of go from there. If you need, kind of along those lines, if you need a good real estate agent in the Auburn, Opelika area, hit me up, Kyle Rush at KW.com with Legacy Property Groups. Keller Williams here in the Auburn, Opelika area. If it's buying, building, selling, or investing, I get a lot of calls about game day rentals, short-term rentals, long-term rentals, those kind of things. I can help you out. Hit me up. It's Kyle Rush at KW.com. We'll be back right after this. Let's keep it pushing down some of the things that Byram Brown said. This is a lot along the lines of what we just spoke about, but he's asked why he left a successful situation at South Florida. I mean, it's a gamble for these dudes, man. think about it. He could go out and put up another monster year at South Florida. I know he's going to – it's a gamble a little bit because he'd have to gamble on the new coaching staff that came in. But taking a step up from South Florida to Auburn when you're already kind – you know, you got some stock, you've got some equity built in your potential NFL future, it's a gamble. Why would you want to leave South Florida for Auburn or honestly anywhere else? And his answer was almost 100% around Golish. He believed in him when he was 18, stood by him through, you know, maybe some struggling play at times and even injuries stuck with him, continued pouring into him and helped him in ways that he says he can't express. He says, this was the quote, why wouldn't I follow that coach? It's funny, back when, you know, the portal opened and we all assumed Byram was going to be the quarterback. But like it was for whatever reason, it was like really quiet. And I feel like it took a little bit longer to announce that he was, you know, officially, you know, going to be an Auburn Tiger. But the dude was just like here. He showed up almost whenever the portal opened. He like moved up here, started going through meetings, and he was all about, you know, what can I do? How can we win? I'm ready to go. Let's do this thing. Like it was never even a question. I think we all felt that way, but the quiet period between when the portal opened and when it was announced, I know some people were kind of on the edge of their seat. It was never a doubt. Like he was coming with Alex Golish. And I think honestly that probably hurt some of the potential hype that he has going into the season. Because other schools just kind of, I think, wrote him off. I know Miami shot a shot at him. He was probably Miami's number one quarterback, or 1B. They shot a shot at him, but I think a lot of schools just auto-assumed he was going to Auburn because he could have really gone anywhere that he wanted to. But he's going to follow the guy that poured into him, loyalty. Hey, another thing that's not necessarily synonymous with college football right now. And I don't necessarily just mean that on the player side. I mean, it's the coaching side too. It's the roster management side too. There's just not a lot of loyalty in college football anymore. So it's always refreshing, especially when you're, you know, a little bit more old school or you've been watching, you know, college football for a long time. Loyalty was always, you know, being loyal to a school, being loyal to a program. That was always like what made college football great. So it's really cool to see, you know, loyalty on this level when loyalty is not at a premium anymore. They're talking about, we talked about this too. Golish said it, so it's not like an insider note, but he talked about how he felt like this was the first time that he had all of his offense installed in spring, and Byram kind of echoed that. He was asked how Golish's offense evolves from year to year. And this was like one of the very few, like at this point in time anyway, like football talk. There wasn't a lot of actual football talk, like on the field type stuff. It was mostly what we've been talking about, leadership, personalities, things like that. And he just said that Auburn's added a lot more concepts in this offseason. I mean, and think about it. Adding concepts, we're not even in fall camp yet. Specifically mentioned getting into third and fourth progression reads along with checkdowns. And he paired that with, you know, the praise of the offensive talent around him. Ben and I kind of had this conversation, and it's really hard to find, especially in the SEC, when you talk about a quarterback, an offensive combo that has as much continuity and that will be as far ahead of the game as others because they're not going through a transition, not going through new personnel. really only maybe two teams that are in as good of shape as Auburn, and it's probably Georgia and Texas. With those quarterback and offensive combos, I think Auburn's right there. I'm not saying as far as how good they'll be. I'm just talking about when you're looking at continuity, you're looking at being ahead of the game. Like when game one starts off, these three teams, in theory, should have a huge advantage because they're not breaking in a new quarterback. They're not learning a new offense. It's just kind of the next year. Hey, we're just one more year together. And I think Byram has the most time spent. I mean, this will be his fifth year. This will be his fifth year with this group. So may even have to give the edge to Auburn there on those three fronts. This is an echo of what we talked about yesterday. And I guess it's good to know that it's not just coach speak. It's not just something that coach says. It's something that the players are buying into. He was asked again, people are trying so hard, and I get it, to bait these guys into a win total. Bait them into a number. Is it 8 wins? Is it 9 wins? How do you define success? And he just echoed, just like we believed it would, it's not about the results. I've seen people try to twist that, and that could potentially be a Jack Arse of the Week award. It's not necessarily about results. It's about the process. It's about the standard every single day and every single thing we do. It's not just a catchphrase that we put on a T-shirt. It's a philosophy. I dig that. Last thing, and we'll get out of here. I'm sorry, I got two more things. A Tampa reporter asked him about his emotions of leaving South Florida after having so much success there. And obviously he expressed gratitude, but pivoted real quickly to Auburn, said he can't wait to get on the field and show everyone that Auburn football is back. That wasn't something like he read off a teleprompter. It wasn't even really something that he was led into saying. It was a statement that he volunteered on his own that was kind of directed, or was an answer of a question that was kind of unrelated. Just, dude, I'm so excited. I'm so excited to get out there and get this team back, show people that Auburn is going to be feared again. I know I'm hoping for that. I know you guys are hoping for that as well. Good to hear it from Byram. And this was one of the last questions. And this is a common narrative we've heard over and over again. You're bringing so many South Florida players over. How do you think that's going to translate to the SEC? Byram, he acknowledged that, you know, people, I think people kind of look down on us a little bit. Hey, we're these G5 players, and we don't necessarily take it personal. We just keep working, but we got a little chip on our shoulder. We're bringing a little chip on our shoulder, and we're here to make Auburn a better place than the way we found it. Auburn, I feel like the Auburn mindset has always been kind of playing with a chip on your shoulder. That's when Auburn is seemingly the most dangerous. And I can go down the list of teams where you showed up, and maybe that's why Auburn performs more when there's no expectations. It's like, okay, that's motivation. We'll show you. We'll make a statement. It's good stuff, man. He's a sharp dude. Great representative of Auburn. There's so much more to talk about. So many more guys to talk about. And then there's so many interviews too. Like, you don't realize how many actual interviews these guys do at Media Days. It's not just the podium. Like, there's all kinds of ancillary stuff. Ton of good sound bites. Ton of stuff. I want to run through what everybody said first, and then we'll jump into those as we get closer and closer to fall camp. Guys, let me know what you think about Byram Brown. Let me know what you think about how he did, how excited you are to see him on the field. I know I am. Make sure you like, make sure you subscribe. We'll talk again very, very soon. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast from the Mobile C5 Studios. Two more episodes, and we'll be back home. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.